from KQED.
After the election of President Donald Trump, organizations that recruit and train women to run for office have reported a surge in applications. Now, California has had its first election since that presidential race, but that surge of applications has not yet translated into actual candidates. From KQED's Politics and Government Desk, Katie Orr reports.
This month's elections in Los Angeles County provided the first glimpse as to whether women's anger over the victory of President Trump would translate into more women running. The answer? Not so far. Mike Madrid is with Grassroots Lab, which compiled data from the LA elections.
What we're seeing is a lot of energy and excitement manifesting itself politically, and a lot of national organizations and state organizations pushing for female candidates to run for office. That's not happening, at least in this first test.
Of the 260 candidates running for municipal offices in L.A. County, just 70 were women, about 27%. Of the women running, less than a third either won their race or advanced to a runoff. That mirrors historic trends in California. At all levels of government, women's representation tends to top out below 30%. Candidates for the LA races had to start the process of running in December, and Madrid can't say whether this one election is a fair test of things to come.
You can say that it was too soon to test, or you could make an equally compelling argument that the sooner the better, because the shock, the outrage, the anger, the pain that we're hearing about so much is more acute, and all the more reason to run.
Madrid says upcoming elections in April, June, and November will provide a better trend line to evaluate whether more women are actually following through and running for office. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.